This is Phoenix FM.
Just coming up to 11:34. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM here with Eat My Brunch from 10 through to 1. Now, my guest in the studio today is singer-songwriter Maria Erekleas.
Bang on!
Really nice to see you in the studio. Now, we met at an open mic night, was in, who was it?
Braintree. Yeah.
With Terry Crouch.
Yeah.
The best bit, I have to say, Maria, was the juggler, which I was literally... The juggler, bless him, he had a lovely pair of dungarees on, his family were there.
It was his assistant, I'm sorry.
But the ceiling height, unfortunately, was about... I'm 5 foot one. For me, it was good. But for him, it was about 6 foot high. So when he was juggling, he'd lost really the kind of the whole...
Well, he was balancing, wasn't he, on his little thing, and then was juggling.
That
and
sounds painful.
Like, yeah. Oh, dear.
What an act!
And we're there.
Yes, right at the front. So anyway, so what did you say? He's balancing on his little thing,
on his pipe. And then was hitting the ceiling with his balls. Oh, wow, this is getting worse.
It was spectacular. Now, moving on.
Swiftly.
Now, when I saw you, I really loved your voice.
Oh, thank you.
A great voice, and I think I don't know if I gave you a card and said I work for a radio. You're like, oh, Jesus Christ, away, get away! That woman in that top. I did say, taking a bit of time for you to come in, and you've been warming up in the studio and doing some singing. So we're going to hear some recorded music from you, and
excellent.
Also some stuff played live, and it's original. How long have you been singing and playing guitar?
From about the year 2000, so was that 16 years, nearly 17 years.
Yeah.
Cool, I feel old. So I sort of just learned. I've always had a performing thing in me. Started off dancing years ago, and wanted to carry that through sort of as an adult, but. Yeah. You know, dancing around on stage isn't, you sort of grow out of it a little bit. So I decided I wanted to kind of learn to sing, I guess, be the best way to put it. So I picked up the guitar, did a few karaoke nights to start off with, and then realised that actually I want to focus on the guitar and getting myself in tune with that. And listen to a few bands and things that I liked, and tried to cover some of their music, and so I did that, and then did some busking while I was away in Australia. And
what's busking like in Australia?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing. I remember busking on this one street in Sydney, and people were driving past and throwing money from their cars, which hurt. But actually it was a really nice feeling. They're really supportive of live music out there. I'd only learnt a few songs, and I was getting gigs, asked to do gigs.
Yeah.
And in Australia there's quite a few pubs, but they're kind of dotted out at the back a little bit, so the whole village turns up, and they're all quite attentive, and they sit and listen and really enjoy what they're listening to and complimenting you, and it's a really, really nice atmosphere. So
I've heard it said about Australia with cover bands, they appreciate cover bands, and if you're in a cover band, you'll just continue working.
You will, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I used to do sort of a few of my own, and then majority of being covers, and they absolutely loved it. It was great.
Who are the bands that you've kind of grown up listening to? I know you said you were quite into your rock and
I was lucky because my mum's got quite a good taste in music, so Dire Straits, that kind of thing I grew up with. Genesis, although I know some people love or hate them, went through that kind of phase. I still enjoy their music, and I suppose now it's probably more sort of like the Foo Fighters and Ilk. I love Dave Grohl.
How can Dave Grohl just play, what is it, drums, guitar, anything?
I don't know, I'm not going to lie, you sort of hate people like that a little bit. Yeah.
A little bit of jealousy.
But we get over it. But he just seems like the type of guy that if you rang him up and said, can we jam, he'd probably say yes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's just such a nice bloke who really pushes live music and encourages musicians, which is a really sort of great thing. But and plus he's got an amazing voice. Some of his acoustic stuff is just beautiful. Yeah. So
I know, it's just it's incredible. Started off as a drummer for Nirvana, didn't he? And just amazing.
Yeah.
And apparently all that band, they're meant to be really nice as well.
Oh, apparently. So
makes you more sick. If you're listening, Dave, clear off.
Get in touch
with Maria, and I'll send you my top to wear or something. maybe not. I said that, it sounds a bit creepy. What is your best original lyric?
I struggled with this because a lot of my lyrics are quite simple. Okay, I think it's from my song Yesterday, and it's cool. It's your memories are fading away. It's over now. Nothing can save you.
Yeah.
And I wrote that about an ex that I was well over, I needed to move on, And it's one I'm going to do live for you. So, but yeah, all my lyrics are quite simple. They're not fancy, you know. I keep everything quite simple. As far as I'm concerned, it's more about what the person receiving the song gets from it.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes you don't need loads of words for that. I think just the vibe.
I don't like when
it.
You have to look it up. I mean, I've had singers before when you go, what was that word? Just write that down phonetically again. I'll have a look at that. But then you go, oh, that's what that word means. It's a little bit too
that's
much.
What I love about music, though. Everybody's got such a different way of approaching it. You know, I've got a friend who writes songs who will literally, he'll write the lyrics out and then we'll go through and analyse each word. And then find a thesaurus or different meanings or different words to fit in, and you know. And I wish I was a bit more like that in some ways. I don't say my songs tell a story, but they certainly give a bit of a vibe, which is kind of where I go with it. So,
writing process: did you get an idea for a lyric, or is it always a guitar first?
Well, that's difficult because I will play around with some vocals with, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Other times it's a case of I've got a poem. And I just want to put something to that. So sometimes it's a case of I will have a chord structure, and then within minutes a song's coming, you know, and it's there. So, and they're the ones that I actually, they flow better, they seem to sound better, and they go really, you know, quite quickly and quite well, you know. Mm. Ones that I have to work on can be a bit of a labour of love, which, you know, by the time I finished it, which could be a couple of months, maybe a year, you do sit there and think, oh, I don't know if I like this anymore.
Do you write your best stuff when you're in a good mood or a bad mood, or a sort of a depressed mood? What works best for you?
I think I write better when I'm in a good place, you know. And whether I'm in a bad mood that day or a good mood that day, as long as overall I'm in a good place. I had a bit of a drought recently, really, up until sort of a few months ago. And then, you know, good things just started to happen in my world, and suddenly I felt quite assured in myself, and that's when I write good songs, whether they're sad songs or happy songs.
But
if I'm in a depressed place, the guitar is the last thing I want to see. It's a really strange relationship I have with her, you know, but no, good things are going on at the moment, and I seem to have a bit of a flow going on as well at the moment. The floodgates are opening, so which is, you have to capture that while you can.
Do you find other people are supportive of your music, or do you find that?
Yeah, generally. I mean, I think, you know, it's unfortunately we live in a bit of a world where internet and, you know, trolls and all sorts of stuff. We were talking about that earlier, but you know, and it's
not me, by the way. It's not calling me a troll. I shouldn't send you those messages. I'm so sorry.
But to be fair, I think overall, yes, people are supportive. I think, you know, you do get now and again where, you know, you can tell there's a bit of jealousy from somebody, and that's up to them. That's their issue, as far as I'm concerned. I'm just going to get on with what I do and do what I do as best as I can, and hope that, you know, other people like it and want to listen. And if they don't, I'm also kind of good with that. That's fine, because I get enjoyment out of it, you know. I think overall, mostly. My mum came to see me at a gig at Brighton & Sea, first time ever. I think the last time she saw me, it was 16 years ago.
Yeah.
So, and she was like, oh my God, haven't you improved? she said, your stuff's so much happier now. Thanks, mum.
You're hopefully going to get an EP.
I'm quite lucky. I've got a couple of friends who are in the studio business, which is brilliant. For myself, I tend to write and record as much as I can at home. And I use Cubase for that, which is great. It's a great program. You know, get it to a certain standard, and if I like it, it'll go on the EP. I think for me, the bit that takes the longest for me is, like you say, getting it all mastered so it all sounds of a similar quality, and then making sure the artwork looks good, and, you know, so it comes as a complete package. But you're right, the costs can be too easy to go and buy all the supplies and get it, you know, do everything. You know, before you know, you spend hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, so you don't really need to be doing that. But and I think the beauty of where we're at the moment in the technology world is that you can do stuff at home that is great quality.
Yeah.
I find that the music side of it is easy to do at home. The vocal side of it, not so much. I'll take it to the studio and, you know, see a friend of mine, and he'll help me out with getting the vocals.
Mm.
Yeah, and he's got great equipment, and a really good ear as well, which is really important.
Oh, that's nice. He's got great equipment. Anyway, so, I just saw your eyes flicker. And I thought she's missed that. I'll have to definitely put it in. Anyway, sorry, my conversation is turning a little bit lewd.
What's going on?
I just came here to do an interview. It's lovely. Whereabouts are you gigging at the moment? Where can people catch you?
I'm playing actually on Monday night at the Black Boy in Wavenholme, just doing a couple of songs. They hold an open mic night on every first Monday of the month.
Yep.
So, and that's one I can get to because work isn't so bad. So kind of sort of... I just taking a little break over Christmas, and then first time in about 10 years I think that I've actually thought, well, you know what, I'm not going to do gigs over Christmas or New Year. There's plenty of people out there that do gigs and that's fine. I was offered to do New Year's Eve, but again it can be a lot of hassle, and I think when you've missed out on a few New Year's Eves because you're playing and stressing because of the playing and that kind of thing, you can't drink, and so you know, it's nice to kind of take some time out, spend it with friends and family and just kind of enjoy the time with them really. And then New Year I'm hoping to get some gigs. Hopefully I play the Brew House quite a lot in Colchester, but if anybody wants to find gigs of mine, then you know, see my page on Facebook. It's Maria's music page. So just go to that and you know, like it, and you'll get regular updates of what's going on and where I'm playing.
So tell us about the two numbers that you're going to do.
I'm going to do a song called Yesterday, which is where I took the lyric from. This is just about sort of saying goodbye to past relationships really, you know, closing the door fully and moving forward in the positive frame of mind, and you know, and enjoying that space actually, because I think that it's too easy to be sort of hung up in that. And the other one is Hang On, when you're trying to hang on to that kind of relationship, you know, so they're kind of a bit of a conflicted thing, but sometimes you go through that whole process. And those two songs came pretty much together when I wrote them. So